You can't explain what is this Maya, what is this illusion. Like a man who is in the dream, you cannot tell him the dream is an illusion while he is dreaming. When you wake up, you can tell him it was an illusion, he understands that. But during the dream itself, you do not know why I got this dream, why dream exists. So the very question you cannot ask in the dream, whether dream is an illusion or real. Only when you come out of the dream, you can say it is an illusion, not during the dream. Same way, now we are having the veiling experience. The Maya created this universe and projected you this illusion, cosmic Hitchcock movie I mentioned before. And now, no way we can say that we are able to transcend this experience. This experience is real for me at this moment. Only when this becomes unreal, this experience, when I wake up to fourth state called Turiya, superconscious state. So tattvamasi means that thou art, you are the only permanent thing. I am, that I am is the only permanent thing. And the experiencer never changes. I am the person who witnesses the action through this body. I am Swami Vishnu, I am experiencing. In the dream, I am experienced. Maybe Mr. King of the universe. And in the deep sleep, I am not aware of anything in external world, but still I am aware of myself. So in all three states, I am that I am remains the same. That's called tattvamasi, the fundamental principle on which the Vedanta points out. That thou art, that's right. You understood that very well. Is it not? I can't see anybody because all three lights are just blazing. I'm only talking to the lights. I don't see them. Sometimes we had to put some more light that side also, see? Some other, so I can see people's face too. That ordinary, that bulb, you know, can push it up later too much time. So anyhow, tattvamasi, the veil, at present there is veil, even though you know that you are that immortal self, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent self, but there is a veil, ignorance, maya. And this maya will continue to veil this experience. You will have only finite experience, not the infinite experience of the self, or infinite bliss of the self, or infinite knowledge of the self. You will be only having finite knowledge, finite peace, finite happiness, everything finite. The Maya veils the consciousness and creates an apparent illusion. It is a part, not the whole. That's why the Tattva Mahavakya, or the great proclamation, the greatest proclamation is that thou art. Tattvam asi, that thou art. That represents the Supreme Brahman, that unqualified Brahman. Thou represents your individual self, that are individual self and that Supreme Self are one. But the Maya create this veil and we are unable to see this oneness. We see only division due to veil. Maya then is the veiling power of Brahman. He creates the idea of limitation and illusion that the world is different from Brahman. An empty glass creates the idea of space within defined boundaries, but when it breaks, the illusion disappears. The example is, this glass creates the illusion, the space here and space outside are two. And that's only apparent, the glass breaks. This space and that space are one. It's not actually, you join this space inside and outside because the broken glass, that illusion has gone. If I move this glass from here, I'm not moving the space anywhere, up or down. It is there all the time. So also when glass breaks, the space appears to be united with the original space. But in reality, the space is always unlimited. No one can break the space. So that one Supreme Self, Brahman God, shines equally in all of us. But the Maya, the veiling power, create this illusion apparent idea that we are different, different self exist. The difference between the individual soul and Brahman is only apparent. The individual soul is Brahman veiled by the illusion of body and mind. As long as man accepts only the manifest world of Maya, is caught in the meshes and bound in karma. Yet it is only an apparent binding, for the self cannot be bound by anything, as the sky eternally free. However, overlaid with various phenomena, just as the motion picture sees, screens is overlaid with the lights and shadows that play over its surface. Like the screen, the eye is subject to manifold illusion. I am a painter, I am an actor, and so on. They disappear in the light of self-realization, just as shadows vanish from the screen the moment the light is switched on. Though the movie may be playing, the Hitchcock movie or Jaws, and suppose suddenly a bright light is switched on, though the movie is playing, you don't see anymore. That light and shadow no more can create any more problem, any more fear in you. Same way, this illusion will go on play to others. But for you, the moment you realize, I am that I am, and no more, this cosmic illusion can play any havoc on you. You are free from that original experience, or the original sin, or the ignorance caused by this Maya. Until realization takes place, man is wrapped in avidya, ignorance. Avidya is the multi-layered veil that lies over knowledge of the self, which is the only true knowledge. Ignorance is erroneous. Identification with one's own limiting adjuncts, which I explained this morning. Adjunct, limiting adjunct is the glass. Your body is the limiting adjunct which veils the self and changes from life to life, lifetime to lifetime, and sometimes within a lifetime. They disappear in the light of self-realization, that the shadows vanish from the screen. Man's present miseries and suffering, his pain and limited pleasures, birth and death, are all due to an erroneous identification of the five sheets and three bodies. Avidya manifests through illusion or Maya as neither beginning nor cause. This is again Indian philosophical way of talking about certain things. It's not actually structured in our way of thinking in our daily life. We structured our thinking past, present and future, beginning, end, beginning, middle, end, etc. But Indian philosophical system, when they explain, they cannot put a kind of structure like that because it's beyond the explanation. So they call it avidya or ignorance or original sin, you want to call it, manifesting through illusion or maya as neither beginning nor cause. What causes it? Not beginning. You can't say where it started, when it begins. But it has got an end. Maya has got no beginning, but it has got an end. Because once that rope and the snake, again, that snake came into existence, but the moment the light comes, there is an end of that ignorance. So, you cannot say, when a dream started, for example, another example, go back to dream. We cannot say during the dream when the dream started. From the waking point of view, suppose you put an EEG machine, electroencephalograph, and you can see when the person is in the beta state or in the dream state by looking various waves. So you can say you are watching the EEG machine, or even without EEG, you can look at the rapid eye movement, REM they call it, by a person who dreams. You can see the motion of the rapid eyelid movement like that. By looking at it, you can say a person is dreaming or in deep sleep. So you are watching your friend sleeping, and the dream started by watching the REM, say 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. And then the dream ended at 11 p.m. So you know there's a beginning for the dream and ending of the dream. 1 hour dream started 10, finished at 11. But the person in the dream, he cannot say when the dream started. The beginning of the dream is quiet. Quiet. 4 minutes means infinite. Just like now, we cannot say when the universe came into existence. It's quite fast. Suppose your father came from his father came from his father. Just go on, put it back. Then one day you can reach to only one father and one mother. Is it not? Logically? You put the logic back. So one day there was only one father and one mother. Logically speaking of. And then it went on multiplying. So if you put the logic back, still we know that there is a beginning, a father and a mother. But then what happened before this one father and mother came? Where he comes from? So at this moment, we cannot say where the beginning is infinite. The beginning past is infinite. So the future is infinite. We do not know where the world is going to end, when it is going to end, and which way. Same, during the dream, there's a past dream, which you don't know, though it's 10 o'clock from the waking point of view, dream started 10 o'clock, but the person who is dreaming, that past dream is infinite. It started somewhere, beginningless time. You do not know when that experience started. And at that time, also he knows it's an infinite future. Both past, present and future only will disappear when you wake up. And then, oh, you started dreaming at 10 o'clock. And you finished your dream at 11 o'clock. What did you dream? Oh, it was a horrible dream. You remember the recollection of the dream. But at that time, you can recollect also what started, when it started, what the beginning of the dream originated. And when it ended, you can say the end of the thing. But during the dream itself, there's infinite past and infinite future. There is no limit for the time experience at that time. So this is called relative experience. Waking experience and dream time experience are different. But now we are having the experience of the infinite past and infinite future. Present, small, in between. But this past and future also will disappear in the dream. Suddenly you are in a dream, you don't know when you are born. That may mean you must have born another time in another parents, and you may have another type of husband or wife and children during the dream, which this particular experience and past and present and future will have no meaning in that state. So as the projection of a Brahman, Maya, which is the manifest world, cannot exist independently, is both real and unreal. So Maya is called real as well as unreal, both. Again, the Indian philosophers are quite different to explain about Maya. Yes, it is real. How? Like a magician. Magician takes a hat. From the hat he takes a rabbit. And you applaud. But when you applaud it, you know it is not real. Yet you applaud it. That means it is also real. So that reality and unreality simultaneously. Because if it is an illusion, you won't go and see it. You know it's an illusion. He cannot create a rabbit from a. Yet you applaud it. Oh, wonderful. Your trick is marvelous. So it's both real for perception. It is real, but analytical mind, it knows it is not real. So Maya is both real and the unreal. It's real for a man who cannot reason and think. I mean, not reason means who can, not ordinary thinking, who is not evolved enough to understand. For him, this universe, these Hitchcock movies are all very real. But simultaneously, a sage knows it appears to be real, but it is not real, like the explain the rabbit. Or a magician is cuts a woman in the half, two half, and suddenly you are of my God. Yes, actually, it appears to be she has been sawed into two pieces, and again he puts back. You know, it is a trick, and your plot is both real from the perception, but analytic mind shows it is unreal. So philosophically, by analyzing, you know, this Maya is unreal. This experience of man, woman, husband, wife, children, property, my home, and etc., nationality, this only an illusion created by this Maya. For a sage, it will not create an illusion. It appears to be for him also the same illusion exists, but it won't be real for him because he's gotten a pure analytical mind. So Maya is both real and unreal. The magician who pulls a rabbit out of hat or saws a woman in half creates such an illusion. It does not really cause a rabbit to materialize inside an empty hat, nor does he bisect a woman and then put her together. Yet the illusion exists for the audience which sits and watches. That the trick is both real and unreal. The universe is real because man participate in the illusion, but when he reaches self-realization, its reality dissolves. In the same way, a dream is real at the time that it occurs, but recognized as unreal upon awakening. Its unreality lies in its impermanence. Its unreality experience in its impermanence. So the dream has got no permanent validity. So this experience of the cosmic universe has got no validity for you, because when you wake up to the next stage, you will know it's all a cosmic dream. So, at present, the Maya appears to be very real, like the illusion created by the magician. Magician comes to the stage, takes a rope and throws up, and the rope climbs up straight to the ceiling. And suddenly a boy starts climbing the rope. And the magician follows, chases the boy with the sword in his hand, and goes on, and the top, he cuts the boy. And audience are bewildered. The boy and the magician and everything gone after. And they're all seated back again. Rope trick. Same way, the Maya can create illusory world. The same woman appears to be very beautiful, enchanting, loving, and you cannot exist without her love and without her beauty. And another day, the same woman appears to be demonical, frightening, is ready to destroy your life and happiness and peace. That's how the Maya operates. Scenes can change. Maya has got the power. Maya can make the ugliness into beauty, beauty into ugliness. She can make truth into non-truth, and vice versa. She can make the whole into parts, and she can change the 10,000 years like a twinkling of an eye, it will pass. And also she can make 1 second as infinite. These are the nature of the Maya illusion. So we'll conclude with this talk and we'll continue with this. First aspect of Vedanta, first mere theory coming up, and soon begin the practical.
Urvarukam vabandhanatmichur Om Trayambadam Urvarukam vabandhanatmichur Om Trayambadam Om Sarvesham Sustir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Sarve Bhavandu Sukhina Sarve Sandhu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukabhag Bhavet Suloma Sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirtamaya, Vrityorma amrutam gamaya, ओम पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 ओम एडोरेबल लॉर्ड ऑफ मर्सी एंड लव सैल्यूटेशंस एंड प्रोस्ट्रेशंस इनटू दी The word omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. The word Satchidananda. The word existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. The word the indweller of all beings. Equal vision. Grant us enough spiritual strength to resist temptations and to control the mind. Free us from egoism, lust, anger, greed, hatred and jealousy. Fill our hearts with the divine virtues. Let us serve Thee in all these names and forms. Let us ever remember Thee. Let us ever sing Thy glories. Let Thy name be ever on our lips. Bolo Sadguru Shivananda Maharaj Ki. So tomorrow we'll ring the bell at 5 o'clock for teachers. Guests can come. Second bell will ring at as usual 5:30 for 6 o'clock. Guests can come, but teachers must be here 5:30. I'll be here for a couple of days to put you in the intense training through pranayama to awaken your consciousness. We'll concentrate. So before you come 5:30, when the bell rings between 5 and 5:30, you must do your kriya. In your rooms, tomorrow just do it, the jalanati, water cleaning of your nasal passage, and just cleaning and gargling and rubbing your throat region with the hands. These two kriya you can perform in your rooms before you come for pranayama, because you should have a thorough clean nasal passage and your throat region and lungs. To get the full benefit of pranayama. So practice this. Those who are still unable to do this time properly, and there will be a special class, we'll ask them to continue to give using the neti, the thread and the or catheter and the cloth for your cleaning. That will come in a couple of days. But until that, please practice this, okay? Thank you all. And then I'll be here exactly 5:30. Bell rings at 5 o'clock. But guest comes at 6 o'clock as usual, okay?